вперед.
Yes. I'm from Mufakim, recent inductee to Asia Taylor over here in London. Spent some time in Yerushalayim, and here I am. I just figured I should introduce myself before I start teaching for anything. Yeah. I went to a shiur once, and I told everyone, I'm going to tell you today. Maisa, we have to stop doing mitzvahs. What I mean, before you lynch me and throw me out, right? What I mean. So I'll tell you what I mean. I was giving I had a minyan for a bunch of teenagers once, and there was also, I used to have every once in a while some young parents would come because they liked the feel of the minyan. So I had one of the fathers came with a young boy, and he's sitting next to him on the bench, and I see one of the boys is sitting with his scissor open. He turns to his father and he says, "Abba, what does this mean?" And the father turns to the kid and he says, "Shh, just shut up and daven." He couldn't have hurt me more. He would have ripped my heart out with a spoon. I mean, here we are, mechanchim. Here we are, rabbeim, trying to motivate children to be interested, trying to motivate children to ask. Finally, you have some kid who's, you know, at pesachla. He opens up from himself. Shut up and daven. There's a culture of doing mitzvahs which has nothing to do with the mitzvahs that l'chera are in umzurit l'chera. The ma'aser was a hutner that when he was very sick, a man once came to a hutner, and the hutner told him, and he said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I came to vaka chayla." He said, "Get out." What are you, lulav? you coming here to shake me and leave? I don't need you, man. The mitzvahs come from a certain place. And that needs to be the motivation and the mahalach and the framework within which we do those mitzvahs. Samazai to come in vaka choyle because you want to check it off your checklist. Snished. Much of this week's parsha is a very interesting parsha. Yeah, we talk about all the mishpat and na'avad. There's things in there which are not so simple, and the things there which need a lot of horavania to understand. But there's so many things which are straightforward, right? Nezek tari b'shev is embaishes, agam, you know, even these things are difficult to understand. But if you hit someone, and he can't go to work, so I have to pay for it. He needs a doctor, so, you know, this is the original, you know, framework for suing someone, yeah? You might sure hit someone else. I'm asked to watch something of yours and I lose it. All the simple dinim, the simple mishpat and the simple laws. Now, one of the Zionists is denaya. Is also dinim. One of the things that we have in society is, at least ostensibly, it's supposed to work that way, a mahalach, a system, a format for justice, that people shouldn't be getting ripping each other, or people shouldn't be ripping each other off, and so on and so forth. Right? So it would seem that Mipashat Mishpatim is something, it's almost an easy one, like Shadis. You know, you're learning all these, you know, hard to understand things, you know, Kiddush HaKodesh. Then you come to Mishpatim and you have like a bunch of freebies. L'maaseh is much, much more than that. On two levels. Let's discuss first one nekuda. With regard to the mishpatim that we're talking about here, we're talking about things that a person understands that he's supposed to do. That's how we've been brought up to understand what mishpatim are. Mishpatim la'afukei chukim. Chukim is something you can't comprehend, doesn't make any sense. Masha'iki mishpatim are things that are sensible. There are things that you understand the time. There are things that you can wrap your head around. I think it's much more than that. The prophet says, much later, the Torah tells us that we should do that which is good and that which is just. What does it mean? Rashi says, "Zu pshara." Lifnim mishurat hadin. If you have a court case with someone and you know you can win, or you think you can win, or whatever, it doesn't matter. Take a pshara. Go lifnim mishurat hadin. So what is this din of Gatisa Yoshev Yatayv? Ramban, in discussing, he brings another pshat, but afterwards he brings this pshat of the Rabbi Seinu. He says, "Zeh inyin gadol." לפי שאפשר להסכים בתורה כל הנהגת האדם עם שכן ורעהו. The Torah is going to tell us that if someone has an ice cream, don't take his ice cream. And if he has a rake, don't take his rake. And if he has a car, don't steal his car. It's impossible to go through all the situations that could come up to a person, right, in the day-to-day living of the way he should live his life. Memela, the Torah goes ahead and gives you klolim, or at least many pratim. Avalachoi shehizkimehem harbei, kigoyin loyseilech rachil, loyseikim loyseitor, loyseamen al davriyef, and they say, v'tokum kiyitzizeh, chazalim b'derech kal, the Pasuk came back and told you, after I've told you all of these mitzvahs, the Pasuk comes back and tells you, right? Everything until into this we could put in the dinim of Pshara and all the Durabonas, he says, of Pirkei Noah Vidibur Noah Mabrius, right? All these things which would seem to be added on can then be put in because we've told you the Kolon in general and general Pratim, but Avad is a Chiyuv Asisa Yashar Atoy. There's a big misconception here. With Nimishur Sadin, right? What's with Nimishur Sadin? If you want to. With Nimishur Sadin, right? It's more than a mukhuyiv to do. It's beyond the letter of the law. But there's a few things which are puzzling about this idea of Nimishur Sadin. Maitre, the Gemara above Matthiah, says it, right? Over Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lechor v'Yushalayim, El al Shadonu Bazin Torah. The reason why Yushalayim was destroyed was because they were done din Torah. In fact, the Gemara Elodina de Megisto, you want them to judge, you know, a robber's court, you want them to judge with other set of rules. When they came to din and they wanted to set up what they were mechuyev to do, what they're not mechuyev to do, they were minded their din on the Torah. They didn't do it for Mishur Sadin. Now this is somewhat of a theory, it's an inherent contradiction. How can you punish people for not doing something which is l'fnim mishur zadin? It doesn't make any sense. By its very definition, it means it's l'fnim mishur zadin. So how can it be that l'chor b'yushalayim el-nei shalai, right, that they weren't knowing l'fnim mishur zadin? It doesn't make any sense. More than that, if you look in the sugis, it's a tala. There's machlekes, Rosh and Rambam with regard to a Talmud Chacham who wants to return a lost object that he's not mechuyev to because it's Einu L'fi Chvoidoi, where the Rambam says if he wants to do it he can, and the Rosh says once the Torah told you it's Einu L'fi Chvoidoi you're not allowed to, the only way to be Yotzei L'fnei Mishur Hadin for a Talmud Chacham who sees a smelly object in the street that he needs to return is that he should take the money out of his own pocket and pay the guy for it. When you go through the sugyas, you see more and more that our Havana L'fnei Mishur Hadin is wrong. Let me just give you a brief overview. The Gemara above Matthias, in El Matthias, talks about a case where someone finds a wallet, right, in a shuk where there's enough goyim that a person's miyaj. So one of the Amiroyim asked, I believe it was Rabbi Yehuda went to Mar Shmuel, Beshukas Medaisa, and he said, if someone finds a wallet in this marketplace, they wanted to quantify, you know, it's hard to say exactly what they meant. So he said, what about if I found a wallet here? He asked the shayla like we would ask. What if I found a wallet in Brent Cross Mall? Is there enough yidden in there to have a right? Or is it not enough juice? So he asked the shayla from Mar Shmuel and he said, what's the halacha in this place? The Shmuel told him, Omaleh Harei Elu Shaloi. Boy Yisrael, when he asked him, Boy Yisrael, the Nothim Basim, in Mahal. He told him, right? If a Jew comes and gives him money, it can't be. How could it be Harei Elu Shaloi, which indicates that the person is Miyayish, and on the other hand, if he gives you some money, it's Chayav Lahafir. Now, note the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is Chayav Lahafir. Doesn't say, Toiz V'Noeh. Doesn't say, Im Talmud Chacham Hu. It says, right? It says Chayav Lahafir. There's another Gemara, and this Gemara is an even bigger pellet. There was a case with Rav Bar Elchanan, and he had a barrel that needed to be moved. He hired some people, and they started to move the barrel. And on the way, they were put Sheyah, Rashi says, and the barrel broke. So Rav Bar Elchanan, you put Sheyah, you're mechuyev, right? Even if he's a Shemesh Sakhar, Chayav Mashiach. right? So they're moving this thing and they break it. They took their clothes in order for, he took their clothes as payment, however you want to look at it. So they went and they complained to Rav. Rav told Rav Baruchon, give them back their clothes. They don't have clothes. You have to give them back. Amalei dina achi, amalei in leman telech v'derech toivim. Is this the din? Yeah, because it says leman telech v'derech toivim. He gave them their clothes. These people went back to Rav. Listen to the chutzpah. They said, we're poor and we're hungry. We worked the whole day. You know, we have nothing to show for it. But she broke the guy's barrel. Rav goes back to Rav Aruchon and he says, Zil Havigrai, pay their schar. They broke his barrel, cost him however much money the wine cost inside the barrel. He got nothing from the labor. Zil Havigrai. Omele dinahi, omele in. For Orchus Tzadikim Tishmon, that is a machlekes, what comes out from these Gemaras. The Rosh brings the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, that there's no kfiyah on a lifnei mishur hadin. You hear what we're up to? And the Mordechai holds that there is. With koyfin oisai on lifnei mishur hadin. Unbelievable. It changes the way we look at what lifnei mishur hadin is. And the truth is, it fits very well with what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban says that I couldn't tell you all of the mitzvahs, so I told you about these ayashim atoy. If the Asisa Yashiv Atay was way beyond, or beyond the letter of the law, what's Ramban talking about? All of those mitzvahs are Shura Tachtona. All of those mitzvahs you're mechuyev to do. If I get around to it, you know, after I get my extra mehudar, right, then I'll return an avodah that I'm not mechuyev to. Comes out klar, right? But at least from the Mordechai, Maisa, you go through it. The place can fall out on both sides of this, on both sides of this thing. The Mordechai Paschal says there's a chiyuv. The Beis Yosef says it can't be. The Bach says that the halacha is like the Mordechai, that we are kleifa, right? There's a pischei tshuva that handles whether or not how we're kleifa. Are we kleifa with words? Do we call the guy a rasha? We put up signs about him, or do we mamish put him in the chayrim? Do we beat him up with sticks until this is the bezin? Right? There's a big machlokes about how we go about this kviyah. But I'll call upon him, what comes out, at least according to everyone, is the bottom line is, if the moitzah, if the guy who finds the aveda is an ani, and the guy who lost the aveda is an ashir, then the halacha is, right, in such a case, he doesn't return it. When do we say there's a chiyuv of kaifun I saw, at least according to the sheets that don't hold it, right? The Ramah says, if the moitzah is an ashir and the guy who lost it is an ani, then that's the halacha. Now it's very interesting. Taisa says a svara in the Nekuda, in Kaifin, and he says that the pshat is that when there's no hefsid gadol, right? When there's a hefsid gadol, we don't force you to do lifnei mishur hadin. But when there's no hefsid gadol, you look for you. So Taisa says, right? So it would seem that the halacha should be, let's think about it. I find an aveda, and I'm a regular guy. It costs me money. I mean, the aveda is mine. I have to give up the aveda. If the Ramah is saying Tosis is smart, that the pshat is hefsid gadol, and therefore only an ani who finds the aveda of an asher is potter, doesn't really make sense. Why? Because what does it have to do with the other guy? If the nekuda is hefsid, right, it should be totally in me. So long as I, the Maitre, the guy who finds the Aveda, is an Ani, it's a Hefsid Gadol, I'm not a Chuyiv. What is the fact that I'm an Ani and he is an Ashir? This, I think, is the Nekuda of Pshat and Lifnei Mishur Hadin. Whether or not you hold like the Mordechai, or if you hold like the Rosh, however you hold Lamaisa, what we know for sure according to everyone is at least if it's Midas Sedoim, there's for sure a question. If it's a Zenen, if it's a Lechosa, there's a for sure a question. Not everyone agrees with it. Think about that in today's society. Imagine walking into a store, a guy has something on the shelf that's about to spoil, right? You tell him Zenen is good. We could argue if this is considered Zenen as a Lechosa, it's not considered Zenen as a Lechosa, but find a case which is for sure Zenen as a Lechosa, and tell a guy, I'm using your rake. All hell would break loose. I have a friend once, he bought some whiskey in from uh, from duty free. So the person behind the counter, right? They said, you know, I'm sorry, it's too, you know, you brought in an extra liter. So he said, so you think you're gonna have it? So he smashes it on the floor. You're gonna take it away from me and bring it home to your wife? I'm a chutzit. He smashes it on the floor. So I can hear. I have another friend that does the same thing with a bunch of cigarettes. Now he bought an extra carton of cigarettes. I said, yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's 20 packs, right? So the guy says, you have an extra carton of cigarettes. He says, I hear. He sits down, he lights up one cigarette, smokes it down to the end, chain lights another one, sits down. He's sitting right by the guy, and he's going to smoke through the whole carton. I'll be that, you know. It's no, Kleifenoi said, that's for sure, less man to follow. Kleifenoi said, I'm that's the time. The mahus, the idea of Kleifenoi said, I'm that's the time, is the idea behind the three Mishuras Adin. Tosfos asked the question, how could you say that Lechor v'Yerushalayim? The reason why Yerushalayim is destroyed is because of that they didn't do the three Mishuras Adin. We have a Gemara that says that it was because of Tzenas Chinuch. He would put out the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation out of business with that line, right? Lechor v'Yerushalayim is also three Mishuras Adin. Not because of Tzenas Chinuch. You know, so many Rabbanim who tried to speak on Tisha B'Av would have much less to talk about. Well, at least you would have heard it this year. Right? So that's enough. It's not really enough. So Taisa said, Hava Hagorma. It was both. It was Sinat Chinam, and if they didn't do it from Yisrael, then instead of Pnei Yeshua, he Gevaldik Kasha. He had a Gevaldik Kasha. We have so many Gemaras. If you look, I'm sure you've seen the Gemara, right? The reason why, you know, Yisrael was destroyed is because of this. The reason why Yisrael is destroyed is because of another reason. The reason why Yisrael is destroyed is because of this. It's because of Kamsa by Kamsa. It's because of a thousand different reasons, right? How come Tosis is not bothered by that question? The Flimishur is Adin? Kamsa by Kamsa. The Flimishur is Adin? How come he only asks us in Adin? So the Nation goes through a whole lot of reflux of this, some come from Sukkim, and some come from this, and blah, blah, blah. The last time the Pnei Yeshua was Gavali, Pnei Yeshua says, the Yoyde Shleimah, what does it mean, Hav Har Gomra, both of these things were Goyrim, since they didn't do with Nim Mishur Adin, that caused a Sinas Chinam. Now again, brilliant. I love the contradiction, just the inherent spirit here. Since you didn't do more than what you have to do, so therefore I hate you. Now, Nachava, the sinner is not called the sinner for a reason, it's called the sinat chinam. But if it's because of the sinner, then so is it chinam, or is it not chinam? The terrorist is that I'm not mechuyev, so therefore it's chinam. But we see that you are mechuyev, and that's what it's called in Shalayim. So, like, it's gevaldik, I'll go find it, right? Beautiful, right? The pshat in the Pnei Yeshua is pashit. Lefnim Yeshua Zadim is a mindset, it's a mahalach. It's a question I said, I mean, that's the dime. If I can help you, of course I'm a mechuyev. If I could do it with Nim Mishuras Adin, where there's no hefsid double, right? Where it's not going to cost me where we have to start donning Oni versus Ashir, blah, blah, blah. It's for sure you're mechuyev. Because that's the way Klal Yisrael does mitzvah. Klal Yisrael doesn't shake a sick man. Where do we learn how to din? Where do we learn how to mitzvah? The halacha of Zika Choylem, right? Mahu Mevakeh Choylem. The chiyuv is to be like Hashem. Not just like Hashem is Mevakeh Choylem, so too you. Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Biker Choylem come from? Chesed. Cares about him. This week's parsha, this week's parsha. Kemaisa Livna Tasafir. You see, the Rosh has a brick in front of him always. Because he feels the sorrow of Klal Yisrael Shibud. Ironically, this is one of the answers that they give, right? You have to be like Hashem. I kel nekoma is Hashem, right? So let me take nekoma. I Hashem is nekoma, right? I all these sukkim. I Elkanah. I should be jealous. I should take revenge. I should be a warmonger. Yeah. So the terrorist that this is, the Rishonim bring. Where does Hashem's Nekama come from? Where does Hashem's Kina come from? Everything is about being native to the Brit. Hashem doesn't get mad at you and if we slap you with a stick. Hashem wants to give you as much as he can. So therefore, sometimes the Tati has to touch a kid so he won't run into the street. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nekama comes from Chesed. Where does our Nekama come from? Zikr not from Chesed. Unfortunately, where will our mitzvahs come from? the time, not from the right place. Now, avada, you know, we all know that the same way, right, the Shlomo HaMelech saw all the mitzvahs and he understood all of them except for Amarti Echkema. I said I was going to understand, I said I was going to gain wisdom, and he understood all the mitzvahs until he came to Paro. So he came to Paro Aduma. V'hi rechoyka mimeni. It's impossible for me to grasp. The Mepharshim say, right? The Mepharshim say, the Hebrew Chaykum Imani, that he understood from Paro that he never understood any of them. Avada, all the Mishpatim are imbued with a Chokhmah Elekim that we can never plumb the depths of. But you can't say that if the Torah, the Torah Shebechsav, and the Torah Shebechsav give you reasons. If the Torah tells you that when you put on tefillin, right, it's that you should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can't say that I don't understand the mitzvah and I just should do it because Hashem was mitzvah. Of course you should do it because Hashem was mitzvah. But what was the tzivui? The tzivui is given that you should put on tefillin and remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So remember Yetzias Mitzrayim because Hashem told you to. When you do Bika Chaylim and it comes from a place of chesed, do that because Hashem told you to. But Avada, you have to do the mitzvah, the tzur that is presented. L'maisa, this is pshat. The halacha is, if I live upstairs from you in a two-story house, right, and I'm blasting my latest, I don't know what tape, right? It's funny, because usually I'm talking to kids that are 16, 17, so I have to pick the exact age of, because if not, I'm an old, I feel I'm in safe hands, if I'm playing my Mordechai B'David tape, or, people understand what I'm saying, I don't have to, be medayek, if it's the new Lippershmelzer, or the not so new one, because that one was Pun Cherim, I don't have to be medactic so much. Right? So anyway, I'm upstairs in my apartment and I'm blasting my music, and you come up to me with a cold and you say, I can't, it's very tough for me to sleep when you're blasting the music. if it's possible, I hope, assuming that you're not putting on that voice like I am now. Right? And you're sick and you say, please turn it off. So I tell you, look in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Milchus Chayim, that whatever is ungenum and whatever is accepted in that. So over here, since you're allowed to play music loud till 12 o'clock, I'm sorry. Yikoyv hadin es ahar. It's ridiculous. Of course you're within your rights. But to live within your rights is this wrong. You're a chazer. You see? So the underlying line is quoted best in the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says he's talking about the din of a maker, of someone who bar metzer, someone who buys a field next to a field of someone else's. So the first rights to buy that field go to the person next to it because he's right there and it's easy for him to walk. You have to buy punk this field, go buy another field. So the Magen Mishnah says the Indian din ben meter who they gave us klolim in the midas in the way we should act. Ba'amiras kedoshim to you. It's a parallel to the mitzvah of kedoshim to you. There's a kadesh atmecha b'mutalach that you don't need six kedashya steaks. Hagam there is kosher as can be. Because kadesh atmecha b'mutalach in food, in straight up tithes. And there's a Ve'atisa Yashiv Atoiz in Hanhovis. How do you act? It's mutter. It's I could be Toivei in with him. Do I always do what I'm able to do? Don't always go that far. She's Naibad, Ogo Toivei Yeshoro in Bnei Odom. Now, again, he says the same Nekuda. It's impossible for the Torah to go through all the problems, right? Because the mitzvahs of the Torah, the whole Eis, the whole Zman, the whole Inyan, Ube'achreya Chayiv Lassus Kein, Umidah Ta'odom Aragotoy. I can't see what that says in the print. They change the Vyazman, the Ishim, according to the person himself. And therefore the Chum and the Torah gave us guidelines within what they could. But Avada those things apply across the board. So what I'm trying to say here is a double poshet. I think it's very, very clear. L'fnim Yishuris Adin, which we've always, I think, assumed is something that we're not looking at, which is something above, is clear from the Rishonim, whether you look in the Rambam, that says it's like all the other mitzvahs that are in the Torah, the Magid Mishnah, who says that we came up with Vaziz Yashav HaTov because we couldn't, again, say everything, and it's clear you have to act in a way which is befitting a Ben Elekim, a prince, someone who's supposed to be an Or LaGoyim, if not for the people in his own flat, right? And this is what is Dorosh from us. Now, if you the last bit in this part is a Rashi. Rashi says when he's talking about the Gemara is talking about Runya Zava and Arba Metzra, right? There's a case with the Runya and Ravina, and it says Arba Utala Arba Flora, right? The one guy was poor, one guy was rich, and he wasn't Mechuyev to do. And Rashi says something amazing. Rashi says, "Ukeshem shata oimeloi histalik me'olai bedina debar metzora." The same what you're telling this poor guy, get out because of lufnim mishuras adina dina debar metzora mishum beratisa yosher v'toyv. Kachani oimelecha asay yosher v'toyv leoni zev loy tisalkeim. He's an oni. You're an usher. Avada with the halachas of lufnim mishuras adina. Who gets the field? The usher. But he's an ani, and you're an ashir. You have the same with Lufnim Yishuras Hadin not to kick him out. I think this is Pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah says that when you find the Matthias, not if you go, he's not going like Taifit. The Ramah says that the Maitza, the one who finds the Aveda, is an ani, and the Baal Aveda has to be an ashir. Because if the other guy's an ani, then the ani has a Lufnim Yishuras Hadin. When the ani has a Lufnim Yishuras Hadin, and the usher, who's because the other one's an ani, should allow him to keep it because of his lufnim mishuras hadin. That's when the Ramah says, "Ein atzorach lahachzir." But look at the way the Torah sets up our ability to look at our fellow yidden without looking at the shura tachtoina of the day. Now the chinuch, and he does this in a bunch of mitzvahs, but I just want to read you one or two of them, right? Which I found which beautiful, and it gives you a saga of how we're supposed to act, what the mitzvahs and the chiyuvim and the Torah that we learn is supposed to do to us. Mishor she'a mitzvah, this is mitzvah peresh tazayim. Ki Hashem baruch hu rotsa liyas ha'amor yashem bochar. He wants the nation that he chose to be mi'utorim v'chol mi'da toivu v'yakorim. V'shiyyelam nefesh bracha, a soul that is blessed v'ruach nediva and is generous. V'kvar tasav, ki mitzvah ha'pu'ulis, the way a person acts to spoil HaNefesh, that's how the Nefesh will then become. When a person leaves over in the field, a part of his parents, a part of what's due to him, that people who need it should keep them, that's going to affect the person. That's going to affect. You leave stuff that belongs to you in the field for another person. That gives you emunah. That gives you generosity. That gives you all these beautiful meters that Hashem wants us to be crowned with. But someone who's going to bring all the stuff in and make sure that he gets every single stalk, Fakir is going to have an opposite effect. He's going to become stingy, which is, right? And have a chinuch again. The chinuch does this in so many mitzvahs, but the last one is this week's parsha, so we'll go through it for a second. In lo yisoynu et hager. Guy who has no connection. Aside from the fact that we should learn that not everything that we can do to someone else should we do, there's a Kaddish Atmach of a Mutalach in Din as well. Therefore, the Torah warns us about Navir. And so on and so forth. In order that we should get, if we do these things, nikne nefesh yikoro umisulefes umisulefes is missing a stomach here umisulefes muteres amidos haroy the kabbalah that's why Yisrael Meluchim with Hashem Yisrael Shabbat Zayin. Now, when I'm told it's not from people, this is a clear message that you give them. But how much more so is it from people? I like giving a muscle. There was a guy running in Central Park. And he, you know, very, very hot. And he sees these two black fellows sitting there in the reflective gear. One guy is sitting with a shovel and he's digging. And the other guy is just waiting by on the side. And the guy is schwitzing. shitting away. So he says, Asura Nova Era, let me see what this Amara HaKadosh is. Right? Let me see what this guy is doing. He sees himself, the guy digging. Finally, he finished. The second guy takes the shovel and fills the hole. And the first guy's watching. If that wasn't strange enough, they move along 6, 7, 8 feet, however long it is, and the first guy's studying, the second guy is waiting, and vice versa, 2, 3, 4 times. He said, he couldn't control himself, right? What is he doing? So he walks up, he says, what are you doing? It's like a million degrees, right? Celsius or Fahrenheit, you know, pick your choice. And you're digging a hole, and he's filling it up, you're not helping each other. What's going on? He says, yeah, I don't understand what's going on. We're normally three guys. It's me, Jamal, and Joe. Now, I dig the holes, Jamal plants the trees, and Joe fills the holes. Now, today, Jamal's union went on strike. And they ain't planting the trees today. But because his union on strike, I ain't going to lose my paycheck. So this guy's digging the holes, and this guy's filling the holes, and there's no trees. Every morning we get up, we do the mitzvahs that we do, we put on our related tefillin, we put on our talitha, we do the mitzvahs, we go through so many things. You open up a Jewish phone book, there's gemachim, you know, to lend you a tissue to blow your nose. What you want, there is, right? We do so many things, we do so many things in such a clear way. It's not just about the doing of the mitzvah. It's not about shut up and daven. The chinuch, the Torah, when we're talking about the Nimishur Zadim, the Magid Mishnah, the Ramban, we're coining it for ourselves, midas misul solis. We're me'ater ourselves with extra special midas that go beyond what anything is meant to be. So Parshas Mishpatim would seem the most likely to be categorized as things that everybody does, is clearly not so. Parshas Mishpatim, any mitzvah in the Torah, Almighty Eskimo, Vihirokumeni. You know when we say Vihisha Amda and all the machzot, you know, all the haggadahs have on the side of it, Vo the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, Hey is Khamisha Kum Shaitara, you're the third of the news. So you can't do that whenever you want, right? I think we should use it here. Almighty Eskimo. I said I understand the, but all the mitzvahs, I got the Parshas Parah. Vihirokumeni. I saw from there the Shisha Sidra Mishnah and the Chamisha Kum Shei Torah, and all of these things are not the part, it's not face value. Don't do mitzvahs, let's let mitzvahs do us. Let's let mitzvahs change us. Lefi ha-pu'ulah, the way the pu'ulah of a person goes, that's what is mispoiled in the nefesh, and he's cleaning our nefesh, yikoro, and his uselet, which is capable of being makabel b'nei Ashkenaz.